I guess it's understandable that minor hockey costs more today than it did when, you know, I had kids in hockey or John's kids were in hockey, which John's weren't that long ago. But is it more than, you know, normal inflation?
Well, you know, it's going to vary, very depending on the individual, depending on the level of hockey they're playing at, and so on. You know, clearly there are families out there today who are putting a fairly sizable amount of money into the hockey dreams for their kids, and that's not a bad thing. We're not suggesting that that's a bad thing at all. Our concern really was when we took a look at this and we looked at how people are prioritizing what they're doing with their scarce resources, their money and their time. What we found was that you know, a lot of parents are finding it a challenge to balance the increasing pressures of the cost of extracurricular activities such as hockey with other important priorities such as saving for that future post-secondary education costs. And in fact, what we saw is that 36% of parents say that they actually know or themselves are borrowing money to put their children into extracurricular activities such as hockey. And so, you know, those are some concerning numbers for us. And it reflects a growing concern that parents are just feeling a lot of pressure in terms of being able to manage that cost against the other priorities in their lives.
Let's be blunt here. First thing that comes to mind with me is, maybe the parents need to get their priorities straight. You know, we're talking hockey versus education. Really? I mean, if you're spending $10,000, if you're borrowing money to have your kid playing hockey, I think you better take a second look at what you're doing.
Absolutely, and that's really the message that we're trying to convey through this survey is to say, as parents, you've got to think about the long-term view with your kids, and you've got to establish your priorities in terms of what you're going to do in terms of setting them up for success. And you know, hockey is a great game. It's a sport that I wish, you know, all kids could participate in. But at the end of the day, a very, very small percentage of kids will actually make a career out of hockey. But we know that a post-secondary education is going to be a critical element of their long-term success. And so our challenge to parents is to make sure that you're actually balancing those priorities, that you're making good and informed decisions and making choices that are going to set your kids up over the long term. And find ways to lower the cost for you in hockey, if you can. But make sure that you're finding ways to put some money aside to set them up for that future post-secondary education that's going to be so important.
Now, in fairness, Peter, your company works within that registered education savings program, correct? You guys
Absolutely.
Are a provider?
Yeah, that's right.
So there is a vested interest in you for people to put money into savings plans for education.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's fair to say that. The thing that I would suggest, though, is that from our point of view, the most important thing is that parents have to do the right thing for their kids over the long term. You know, we think that an education savings plan is an important part of any parent's plan for their children's success. And we're not suggesting, by the way, that you shouldn't be involved in extracurricular activities. We think that kids need to be involved in extracurricular activities. What we're just simply saying is they've got to find the right balance in terms of where they're investing those scarce resources to make sure they're setting their kids up for success.
Now, what would your sample size be to make the judgments and give the percentages?
So the sample size on this particular survey was, I believe it was about 1,300 adults that we surveyed in partnership with Léger Marketing.
Mm-hmm. And do you have, I mean, are there specific numbers? You know, what's the average parent pay per year to have their son or daughter in hockey?
Yeah,
and so I know it varies widely, but...
Yeah, we didn't actually pull those numbers out in this particular survey. We've
All right.
seen other surveys that have shown numbers. And, you know, the average number is probably somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000. That was a survey that came out a year or so ago. But as you know, it can vary up very, very much greater than that. I mean, we've seen stories of families spending $10,000 plus at certain levels. But, you know, at the end of the day, the bigger stat for us, the bigger concern for us was this notion that parents are struggling to actually keep their kids in a game that they should be keeping their kids in. And how do we find the ability for families to balance that and make sure that they're able to do both? How do we find a way for them to both take advantage of education savings programs that are out there, but also support their kids in the extracurricular activities that are important for them?
In saying that your sampling was 1,300, you're suggesting 36% of those people said they know or have borrowed money on a credit card or line of credit to put their kids and keep their kids in hockey?
That's correct, yeah.
Wow. That is a little disturbing.
It is. You know, this is an important activity. If the costs, though, are going to the place where families are having to borrow money in order to keep their kids in those types of programs, then you just have to really step back and say, what are the priorities that we have as a family, and how do we manage that to make sure that that we're in fact doing the right things for our kids over the long term?
I mean, and I'm not trying to be obstinate about this. The 1,300 people, they were what level of hockey were the families in? Was it host league versus rep? I mean, and was it across the country?
It was a survey done through an omnibus poll conducted by Leger. So I'm not able to give you specific details at that level of granularity. But, you know, it's still concerning. And the other thing that I should point out is it's the second year that we've done this survey. And so it's a fairly consistent number year over year as we do this. What we found last year was about 38%, this year 36%. So roughly the same that are indicating that they are, in fact, borrowing money to support the hockey program for their kids.
Mm. Do you have a message associated with the with your findings? I mean, a specific message? I mean,
yeah, the specific message really is the importance of prioritizing what you do with your resources. And when you take a look at your kids over the long term, the best way to set them up for success, the most certain way to set them up for success, is through education. Extracurriculars are important parts of creating a well-rounded person, but education is going to be the critical building block. And so our challenge to parents really is simply this. If you want to set them up for long-term success, post-secondary education is essential. And one of the best ways to do that is to create a savings program that's going to make sure that there's money there so that when they're ready to go to university or college, they're going to be able to make that dream happen. But at the same time, it's about how do you find ways to also invest in the other elements of growing up that are important for Canadian children. And there are things that parents can do, and I think that it's important for all parents to find ways to balance those two things and to make the right choices for their kids over the long term.